Adam the Immortal.
Yes, man. You're live on Conspiracy Worldwide, and we are we are worldwide right now. Literally, we've got people in Japan. unbelievably, I've got people in Azerbaijan locked on. Yo, things are rolling right now. Now, listen, introduce yourself to everybody out there in the world.
Okay, I'm Atom the Immortal. That's A-T-O-M-T-H-A, Immortal, representing from the Sector 7 crew. And, you know, just doing my hip-hop thing.
Damn, man. Yo, so what's out there? You know, what could people catch up from Atom the Immortal? What's out there?
Well, basically, I got my two albums that I already did. First one was done, completed around 1998. That one's Sword of 77 Faces. You can get it on GorillaIndustry.com. That's gorilla as in like a gorilla fighter. Second album, Day the World Changed. That one came out 2005. And then I'm working on my third album right now, Son of Slaves and Lords. So, yeah, I got MySpace page. It's myspace.com/ Atom, A-T-O-M-T-H-A, Immortal. So people can check me out on there. I've got a couple music sites up, so. Yeah.
For people that don't know you then, who would you compare yourself to? What MC would you compare yourself to?
There's a lot of MCs I really respect. Growing up, of course, like Wu-Tang Clan was like probably the biggest influence on my style. You know, there's a lot of talented MCs out there that I really respect, like Cannabis, Killer Priest, Jedi Mind Tricks, Old Dominion, you know. It's more of the intellectual, you know what I'm saying? It's not me, you know, going and shooting up your mom. So it's more, you know, just talking about real things, just talking about life, talking about the struggles that we go through. Yeah, so stuff like that. If you like cats like Cannabis and stuff who are more on an intellectual level of lyricism, then you probably dig some of the stuff that I do.
No doubts, man. Okay, so what's more important then, the message in hip-hop or the money? What's more important?
Well, the message is obviously more important, but the money is what makes it move, you know, because people aren't going to hear your message unless there's money behind it. But, you know, like a lot of that's changing with the internet and whatnot. You know, people who don't necessarily have a lot of money can still spread their message. But, you know, it's harder. It's harder for a cat like me who does it myself. You know, a lot of the other artists who are calling your show also, you know, they're self-promoted and whatnot. So it's like we could do it and we're doing it, but it's not as easy as somebody else, like, you know, a Jay-Z or someone who has, you know, millions of dollars promoting them and whatnot. So, yeah. So, you know, it's like both of them are important, but I'm saying on a real life level, you know, obviously the message that you're trying to get out, that's going to be more important in the long run. You know, money is just money. That's, you need it, but it's not important in and of itself, you know?
Okay, no doubt. Now, people out there asking, you know, right about now, Atom the Immortal, spit something a cappella. So I'm going to ask you right now, come on, man. It's like, it's all free, so.
All right, I'll just spit a verse from Organizate Lucha. It's one of the tracks that is actually on a compilation that I did called Break Chains. You can also find that on my MySpace page, whatever.
Okay.
So yeah, let me go ahead and spit. Your so-called free trade benefits from the slave relationships that you made with underdeveloped nations. Been doing the same because that's your way ever since the days they exchanged sugar for slaves and trade. And today you're pushing aid in the form of foreign investment, but it don't make sense. Because if you're going to make a profit, it means that you get more money exiting the colony than you ever sent in terms of wages and the construction cost spent. So you get a net flow of wealth from the poor to the rich, from the shores of Ecuador to Madrid. The same basic economic domination persists. So you flood the markets with cheap goods. Now the native industry could never develop the way it should. Yo, we part ways on progress. I'd rather follow the path and method envisioned by Hugo Chavez. Yep, that's what's up. And, you know, just to talk about that, you know, the stuff I'm spitting right there in that track, it's a lot. A lot of the stuff that I rhyme about is based on, you know, things that I've learned, things that I've seen through my travels and whatnot. And, like, that verse right there is just talking about the situation that developed countries have set up inside of the third world and other developing nations, you know, where they talk about wanting these nations to progress, wanting these nations to, you know, one day attain the same level of commercial success that they have, but at the same time, all they do is, like, exploit these countries, exploit their natural resources, and then turn around and blame the finger, point the finger at these countries and say, you know, why are you guys still impoverished? It's like, well, if you weren't exploiting us so much and you let us have control of our resources, maybe we wouldn't be impoverished, you know?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
That's the same situation that's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years inside the Americas, inside Africa, just everywhere.
So how do they exploit these countries then? You know, how, what does that exploitation, you know, work?
The exploitation is real simple. What they do is basically the country will go in, you know, like, for example, we have corporations here, like, actually, there's the Dutch Shell Company that in Nigeria right now. That's a big, you know, flashpoint inside of the world scene, whatever. And what Shell did was they went into Nigeria, they talked with the leaders in Nigeria and said, okay, you know, we'll give you X amount of dollars if you allow us to, you know, develop your oil industry. So the leaders there get paid, and they're like, sure, you know, you can go ahead and develop it. So Shell moves in, they start taking control over the oil production in Nigeria, and then the Nigerian people themselves never see a dollar of that. You know, they don't, Shell doesn't go ahead and spread the wealth and spread the profits back to the country or back to the people. The people are impoverished, they don't have control over their resources, and the corporations are the ones that benefit. The only people in the country who benefit are the leaders and the rulers who happen to have control. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same pattern that's been repeated over and over again.
So how can hip-hop deal with that? How can we make a change there?
I don't think hip-hop itself, hip-hop is words, it's art, it's life, so it's the people who have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? The music isn't going to go out and make change for you. So what I try to do through my music is actually talk to the people. I try to reach the people and get the people to actually take action. You know, and we got to do stuff. We got to actually go out and we got to confront, you know, our government leaders and the people who are in charge of these things. We got to, when we find out about these companies doing things that are real shady, you got to boycott these companies. You can't be spending your money to support companies that do things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, for example, Walmart. Like, I won't shop at Walmart because Walmart is involved in all kinds of, you know, shady industrial practices, not just in the U.S., but also, you know, in Mexico and different parts of the world. So it's like we got to be the ones to make the change. But yeah, you know, through my music, I'm trying to educate. I'm trying to reach people and get them motivated so they could go ahead and take steps with me. So that way I'm not alone taking the steps.
No doubts, man, no doubts. What about companies like Nestle, you know, or Marks and Spencer? You know about those companies, right?
Companies like what?
Nestle.
Nestle?
Yeah, Nestle. You know about the...
like the chocolate company.
Yeah, the chocolate company, about the way they put it out there that they've been, you know, really taken away from, you know, impoverished countries and putting products out. You're not familiar with Nestle, right?
Well, I know the company. I don't know about all their shady business practices, but you can go ahead and educate me.
Okay, well, Nestle, then, have been putting it out there. So they have made it so that... some third world countries have been relying on their product, the milk, for their babies,
uh-huh.
Right? And so they put it out there. They put the, you know, Nestle, we are supporting the third world countries. And then when all the babies and all the women out there stop breastfeeding, they cut off the whole supply. They said, no more Nestle, we're done. No more milk for you people, we're done. And so these people were left with nothing. They were left with, you know, women who could not breastfeed. They were left with nothing. That was Nestle.
Yeah, there was, you know, I hadn't heard about the Nestle case, but kind of this similar thing happened with Cadbury, the other chocolate company, where they actually needed some workers to work inside of their plants and whatnot, right? And so they went, this was in some third world country, I can't remember which one, but what they did was the people didn't want to work for them. And so what they did was they got the people hooked on their products and whatnot, and they started selling them like just basically industrialized goods. And so then the people stopped farming their own land, and they started to have to actually work for the company in order for them to be able to afford these things that they didn't have inside their communities before. And then after the people did that and stopped working their land, then they were able to buy up the land for cheap. And then after they bought up all the land, then they were like, oh, you got to work for us because you can't do nothing else. You know, so they kind of had them like that. So, yeah, I know. It's like I said, it's the same story with a bunch of them. And, you know, like we in the United States, in the United Kingdom, we live real comfortable, you know. And so it's real uncomfortable to think about things like that. And so most people don't. You'd rather, you know, listen to your iPod and, you know, eat your whatever cold cereal. And it's like we don't stop to think about what's going on in our world around us. But that's why it's a job for people like me to actually say, you know what, I know this stuff, so I got to tell people. And the same thing with you, you know, the same way you're educating your listeners right now to what's going on, mm-hmm. we got to be made aware of these things, you know, or else we're never going to know, and we're just going to continue to, you know, live our own comfortable lives while everybody else suffers because of it.
Yeah, no doubt, no, definitely. Let's move on then to religious issues. Now, in the U.S., you know, in the U.K., we've got Islamophobia. It's a truth, right? What about in the U.S.? Is it Islamophobia? Is it xenophobia? Which one is it?
It's more xenophobia, but Islamophobia is a definite part of it. Like, especially after 9/11, everyone, you know, they consider Muslims terrorists. And, you know, like, people look at Muslims in suspicion. So, like, you see somebody walking down the street. I'm sure it's the same way in the U.K. You know, you just, like, people maybe they'll say jokes about them or whatever. But in the U.S., like, the U.S. has had a real long racist history. So, like, xenophobia is nothing new to the United States. Like, they try to exclude the Chinese when the Chinese were coming in large numbers. And now today they're trying to exclude, you know, Latinos, who, like Mexicans, Central Americans, from coming into the country. And basically, it's the same thing. It's the European, you know, dominant supremacist idea that this land is basically, you know, it was given to the colonizers and the settlers by God, and they have the divine right to just kill everybody else who was on it and to keep everyone else out of it, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely here. Like, you can feel it sometimes. And it's like people don't realize it necessarily. Like, I'll be talking to people at work, or, you know, you talk to people who know, like, their friends of friends, whatever, and they'll say things, and you're just like, I can't believe you actually think like that, because they don't stop to think about how racist they sound, or like, the ideas that they're saying. You know, they think that it's kind of acceptable and whatnot, and it's just because it's natural in the U.S. Like I said, we have this long history of division and racial separation, so things like that, they're, it's kind of subconscious in our cultural psyche, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. So, I can't believe the MSN looking around right now saying, you got Adam Mall on right now. Is he on? Is he really on? Yo, man, bless
you. Yeah, what's up, everyone?
Yo, bless
you. Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy. It's a real honor. Let me just say that right now. You know, I haven't even said that. It's a real privilege for me to be on your show. It's a real privilege for me to be able to just to talk and, you know, have the listeners listen and whatnot. So, I really appreciate the opportunity.
No, not at all, man. It's hip-hop. I appreciate you, you know, spending time to fill us up with dope artists on the show, and you come through. So thank you, you know, God bless.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no problem, man. Anytime.
Yo, listen, they're all out there asking, yo, is that Atom on right now? Yo, bless one more spit, then we'll cut things up.
Okay. Let me see. What should I spit? Let me do one from Palenque. Have you guys played my new Palenque track yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, you guys, I got to get that to you if you don't have it. But yeah, let me do the first verse from Palenque. It says, basically, I'll start off with the hook. The hook goes, we're standing stronger than a Mayan wall. Even the mightiest of empires fall. One day the Son of Man will conquer us all. But until the sun turns black, we follow the call and spit it with our all. Holy hemoglobin, the chosen, holding down our area. Like the men in Iran in the streets of Tehran, shouting death to America. This is the way I speak divine, and you can listen to lyrics of the living God channeled through my rhyme. In the jungle fortress, we were unbelievable speed, and the strategies of Sun Tzu making your troops bleed. Easy infiltration penetrated your front lines. The bloodlines of the nation speak of holy design. The code of Noah, the genome of Jehovah, the son of David giving mankind signs of Jonah. The cobra would strike his heel with head raised, while the bruised foot would step on his face like wine grapes. The day of disaster comes, a red dawn, when a million locusts spawn and follow Apollyon, Abaddon in the Hebrew. My mindset is like the Greek people when I seek democratically equal ways of protecting the land from plots of evil and families of entrenched wealth like Rothschilds. Tell me, son, what will your pimp status reveal when you see a third of mankind maimed, tortured, and killed? Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Atom the Immortal representing the seven.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yo, listen, on air, I'm going to say this right now. Lace with your new joints, yeah? Lace with new albums or past albums or whatever. Let me know, yeah?
Okay, man, yeah, for real.
So, email-wise or whatever.
Let's All right, cool. On. I'll go ahead and shoot you some tracks if you want, man. I'll do it right now, so, after I get off the phone with you.
Yeah,
definitely.
No doubt.
For all your listeners. And listeners out there, if you like what you hear, you know, go ahead and request it, because that's how it's going to get played.
Yeah, definitely. If you can hit me up with the email of the albums, you know, tracks, etc., and then we can get these on.
Alright, cool, cool.
And we can,
yeah, everybody out there, AdamTheImmortal.com. I have a website, you know, AtomTheImmortal. AtomTheImmortal.
AtomTheImmortal, that's how it goes down. Conspiracy worldwide. Listen, God bless, man. We'll speak real, real soon. I want to catch up with you.
Alright, man, it was a pleasure.
Yes, no doubts, man. Alright,
all right,
God bless.
Later,
let's keep Conspiracy worldwide. We can.